Well, we're going to be talking with you about how to make your best airfare purchasing decision next. Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, is the CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. FareCompare.com receives and processes fare information in real time and distributes it immediately, so you are enabled to get a jump on competing sites. They are able to do that for you. Alerts are sent when prices are changing for specific flights, and they have some cheap flight deals from Milwaukee that they let us know about, for one thing. But I tell you what, he's got lots of great information about how to make your best airfare purchasing decision. He's with us by phone, and let's see, Rick, you there?
I am.
Hey, good to have you back.
It's always good to be on.
Well, what anything new and exciting out there today?
Well, you know, we've had a couple of sales kick off this week. We had United on Monday kick off a Labor Day sale, so anybody that wants to travel over Labor Day, and that was widely matched by most of the airlines in the U.S. And then on Tuesday morning, Southwest kicked off a nationwide sale to over 65 of their cities, which is now being widely matched for fall travel all the way through early January. So that does include some of the holidays, although the airlines aren't really dummies. They're not going to give you those best seats around the busiest days around for the cheap seats there around Christmas and Thanksgiving, but there's still some pretty good deals out there.
Well, that's good to know, and I want to give the number for people to join in. If you have a question, maybe you're flying somewhere, or just a question about the airlines in general, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. And I understand Fair Compare has joined the Twitter crowd.
Oh, yeah. We have, you know, I have my own Twitter account, Rick Seney, out there. And then we also have Twitter from 170 different cities. We're tweeting, quote unquote, the best deals out there automatically from over 170 cities. So you can also fly, you can go out there, and there's an account called Fly from MKE and Fly from MSN for Madison and Fly from MSP, and follow all those different things, and you'll see the best of the best deals that come up in real time.
Perfect. Well, let's go to Bridget in Appleton, who has a question for you. Bridget, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you. We are taking a youth group to Boston from June 7th to June 11th from Appleton. I was wondering how I should go about figuring out flights.
And you need to fly out from Appleton.
You're leaving from Appleton, and what time of year are you going?
June 7th. To the 11th
next year. Wow, you're way too early to start shopping.
Okay.
The airlines, typically what they do is their cheapest prices will end typically in a 3 or 4 month range.
Okay.
And they're going to charge you anywhere from $50 to $80 each way, more if you decide to buy way early like that.
Okay.
You're in essence buying their mid-price seats.
Okay.
And that's all they'll sell you at this point. So what you really need to do is wait till after the first of the year. Definitely what I would do right now is you can go to our site and just sign up for alerts. Just go Appleton to Boston on our site, and then you can just say sign up for email alerts.
Okay.
And that way you get a feel for the price point. Typically for June, you would want to start really looking in earnest around February or March. Not necessarily buying, but that how many people are you taking?
25.
Also, you're typically, when you want to have a big group like that, you have to contact the airline's group department.
Okay.
If you want them all to be seated, you know, nearby each other.
Okay.
And so you'll have to contact the airline's group department, but I would wait until after the first year, and they will give you sort of whatever the going price is.
Okay. And so go ahead and
sign up for those so you get a feel for what the price point is.
Yeah.
Out of Appleton, you're going to pay a little bit more because it's a smaller airport.
Okay.
And you're probably going to connect in one of the major hubs, whether it's Chicago or Minneapolis.
Okay.
And you'll end up in New York probably on a one-stop. So you should be shooting for that time of year. The price point, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen with the economy, but, you know, you should be shooting in that $200 per person range.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks very much for calling. Let's turn to Jennifer in Richland Center next. Hi, Jen.
Hello. I'm going to be taking my family from Madison to Washington, D.C. in October. And I had bought direct flights from Orbitz, and then they've since sent me an email saying they changed my itinerary, so I have to do a stopover. One, is there any way to get out of that? And two, are there any better deals?
Well, first, let's take I'm doing a quick search for you here.
Okay.
What time period in October are you leaving?
It was the last weekend. I think it was the 25th or the 26th.
25th of October. So right now, are you staying for about a week?
We're just going to stay through the weekend, fly back on Sunday.
Yeah, the price point is under $200 right now. What did you pay?
It was around that. I think it was $225.
Yeah, right now it's running around $180 to $190, and that's mainly because there's a big sale going on as of Tuesday. So here's sort of a problem, right? When you bought your tickets, you agreed to sort of tacitly the contract of carriage, which states that, you know, if they're cutting back flights or something, they can reaccommodate you on a connecting flight, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically, depending on the airline, which airline was it?
I cannot remember for the life of me.
Well, typically, if you call up that airline and say, hey, whoa, wait a second now. You were putting, you know, I bought a nonstop ticket and now I have a connecting ticket. They will work with you to some degree if you get the right person on the phone.
Okay. Do I call Orbitz?
And really what they should do is reaccommodate you at this cheaper price that it's cheaper right now. And it's unlikely that you'll probably find any other connecting flight. I mean, a nonstop flight.
Yeah. So she contacts the airline, not Orbitz.
Basically what happens when you buy a ticket on an online travel agency, it doesn't matter which one, both the agency and the airline, in essence, own that ticket, right?
Oh, okay.
And either one of them can make changes for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. All right, let's go to Joel in Westby. Hi, Joel. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how can we help you?
Anchorage or Juneau, Alaska from Minneapolis.
And what time?
Anytime in September.
Okay. From Minneapolis to Anchorage. Definitely, Juneau is going to be more expensive all the time because Anchorage is a much bigger city and it's serviced by Alaska Air. So it's typically, and did you say, what time of year did you say?
Anytime in September.
September. All right. So I'm going to do a quick check here just so I can, while we're discussing. That should be included in the sale that's coming up and being matched, so you should probably find some pretty good deals here. Alaska typically runs a little bit higher because there's just not as much competition. I'm looking here at mid-September, and wow, it's running in the high 400s right now for a week-long trip.
Oh, gee. That's round trip?
That's round trip, yeah, out the door price.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm looking at, you know, for the entire month of September, the worst is like $590 round trip, and the best is about $490 round trip.
Okay, that sounds real good. Well,
yeah,
thank you very much.
Unfortunately, that's not necessarily a bad price. Prices to and from, you know, both Juneau and Anchorage typically run anywhere from $100 to $200 higher than, for instance, if you were going to Seattle.
Hmm.
Is that direct or is that through Seattle?
There is a couple nonstop flights in the high 400s that you can make directly to Anchorage.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks much.
Yeah,
sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. Linda in Gurnee, Illinois. On to you now. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I got part of my question answered from the previous lady a couple calls ago, but we're taking a wedding party in June to Newfoundland, and we've been there a zillion times, and we know that the airport we want to go into is Stephenville, but it seems like you can never take a direct flight unless you go into Deer Lake, which is well-heeled hunting parties. It's very expensive. So Stephenville it is.
I think that basically what's happening out there is, especially domestic in the U.S. and Canada, you're seeing tons of cutbacks. I mean, historically, over the last 2.5 years, we've lost over 10 years of seat capacity in the United States and Canada. That means we're back to the levels of about 1997 with the number of planes and flights that are in the air. So a lot of these places that had direct service and nonstop service before have lost that service, and that's just a reality of the economy and how well the airlines have done. They had no choice but to cut back a lot of those routes.
Air Canada has stipulated, at least in the past, that, you know, from the time you can fly from the United States to Canada, but you can't fly over there. You have to fly to Canada, Toronto or something, and then catch an Air Canada, one of their subsidiaries, out to Newfoundland.
Right.
There's a couple of the other
opportunity out there is WestJet, which is a relatively large, low cost airline that's similar to Southwest, and you might want to check into them as well.
And then, as far as booking ahead goes, in that situation, would you still recommend not any sooner than 3 to 4 months beforehand?
Yeah, typically airlines manage their pricing in that 3 to 4 month window. And outside that window, they're just going to charge you sort of a mid-tier price, the I don't care price, go ahead and buy as many as you want. And so it's really never in your best interest to buy that early, unless it's just some ridiculous mistake they make or, you know, it's an all-time low. But in general, that's the case.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Sharon in Verona, on to you. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
How can we help
you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We are planning or will be traveling to Hawaii January 10th through the 23rd. And I'd like to know what our best price that we could target for and when would be the best time to book tickets.
Sure. What airport is closest to you?
We'll be on Kauai and Maui. I have heard that some flights or some airlines can fly into Kauai now.
There is a few, yeah, and some can go into Maui as well. What departure city?
What departure city? Probably Chicago, Milwaukee.
Chicago or Milwaukee. Let me take a. I'll do a quick check here.
All right, and while you're doing that quick check, we will remind everybody, Rick Seney, our guest from Dallas, Texas, CEO of FairCompare.com, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Nice to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FairCompare.com. They tell you how to make your best airfare purchasing decision, and Rick's been with us a number of times and back again today. If you have a question for him, give us a call at 800-642-1234, email at talk@wpr.org. And Rick, Sharon from Verona would like to travel to Hawaii January 10th through the 23rd, leaving from Milwaukee or Chicago. What have you got for her?
Well, basically, right now, the price point's in the high 600s and low 700s, and it depends on whether or not she wants to go connect on into Maui or Kauai. She can also get that on there. I would be waiting a little bit for those tickets. I think January, typically, especially after the New Year's rush, typically prices come down for Hawaii, and that's a bit high right now for what I would expect if you bought a little bit later. I think we're a little early to buy those tickets right now.
All right.
Oh, so what time should I wait for then?
Well, what I would go is go on our site, and then on the top right, you'll see a thing that says real-time alerts. Just click that and put in both Milwaukee and Chicago to Honolulu and to OGG, which is Maui.
OGG,
and it will automatically email you whenever the price drops.
Okay, so we should be patient and wait a little longer.
Yeah, definitely be patient. I think that you can get that ticket. Right now it's running in the high 600s, low 700s. I think if you wait a bit, you might get it into the 500 range.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling. Harriet in Richland Center, your turn. Hi, Harriet.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We're planning a short trip to Denver in the latter part of September, actually September 24th through the 28th. And I'm meeting my sister from the L.A. area to Denver. And my question is, as far as getting the flight and hotel together, does it make sense to book that together? Or just wait until we get there?
In general, packages, you know, the way the packages work is an airline's allowed to discount a little bit more than they normally would if they just did airfare because you don't really know what airfare you're paying for, and the hotel's allowed to discount a little bit more. So in general, packages can be cheaper, but in some cases they're more expensive, so you have to do your due diligence kind of splitting them apart a la carte depending on what hotel you want to stay at. But there's always, you know, it's sort of a trade-off. You have to do your research to make sure you're getting a good price. But in general, packages can be cheaper, especially at the last minute. Almost always at the last minute, airfare is much more expensive. And some of these packaging sites have pre-negotiated airfares that, while if you buy them 3 months in advance, aren't that great, if you're buying them at the last minute, they're much cheaper than the airline's rates.
I see. Okay, well, thank you
very
much.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would definitely look at both. And the price point right now for the end of September, and I would go ahead and look, and if you're really going to do that, I would purchase them very soon because these sales are ongoing right now. You shouldn't pay much more than about $175 to $180 round trip all in for your airfare.
All right, there you have it. Let's go to Stacy in Lamira. Hi, Stacy.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am looking to travel to Asheville, North Carolina, the first weekend in October.
In October? Okay. From which airport?
Yeah. Well, either Appleton or Milwaukee.
Okay. Let me take a look at Asheville. Yeah, right now, at the end of October, it's running, the very cheapest prices are running just under $200 if you can leave on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And they're running about $250 round trip all in if you leave on other days.
Okay, actually, it's the beginning of October. Does that make a difference?
They're all pretty much the same right now. There's some sales going on. So, you know, if you can leave on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Saturday, you're going to save yourself around $50.
Okay, what's the difference between, and maybe this is unanswerable, but, I mean, airfares are a mystery anyway, but what's the difference between
For most, they are.
Between a Wednesday and a Thursday, what's the difference?
Well, really, those are the slowest travel days. So what happens is Tuesday and Wednesday are typically when the seats are the least full, and as well as Saturday. So what the airlines typically do is, in order to spur more people to fly on those days, they give discounts.
Okay, because Thursday is actually when I wanted to leave.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Thursday is not in the three cheapest days of the week category, so they tend to upcharge you anywhere from $20 to $30 each way if you want to leave on a Monday, Thursday, Friday, or a Sunday.
Okay. We're still paying our gas bill from driving to Atlanta, so I'm trying to figure out.
But the other thing to remember, too, is if you want to leave on a Thursday, but you do come back on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you get half the benefit.
Oh, okay.
So instead of paying $250, you might pay $230 for that round trip ticket, and if you came back and left on a Tuesday, Saturday, it'd be $200. So you still get half the benefit if you can get one of those, either the outbound or the inbound, leaving that day.
Okay, so I could stay longer.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks for calling, Christina in Glenwood City. Hello to you.
May I get the best price and the procedure to get that price from Minneapolis to Reno, Nevada, departing October 7th, returning October 12th?
Let's take a look here. That's a very specific itinerary. Right now, the best price is running out the door at right around $230. I'd have to check exactly if there's seats on the days you want to go. But the worst case you probably would pay is around $260 or $270 if they did have some sold out seats. So you shouldn't pay any more than $250 round trip for that ticket.
Okay, and then what is the procedure to get that price?
Well, on our site, you just simply go to the homepage, type in Minneapolis and Reno, and then put your dates in, hit go. We actually will show you the prices that we find, and we'll also let you compare on six or seven other websites to make sure you're getting the same best price. And you can buy anywhere you want. We don't sell tickets on our site. We're just helping you find the best deal.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Sure.
Thanks for calling. And Kelly in Janesville, your turn. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. We're traveling to Grand Cayman, and we're looking to do the second or third weekend in October, and just really looking for maybe three nights, maybe four.
Leaving on Saturday?
And what airport are you closest to?
Well, the closest, either Madison, Milwaukee, ideally Central Wisconsin, but I know that usually those are
No, you're going to end up having to do a two-hopper then. So let's look at Milwaukee real quick and see what the price points are. And what month were you leaving in?
October.
Right, so the price point is running right now. The very cheapest out there is around $550 round trip.
Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, so you shouldn't pay much more than $600, depending on what days you leave. If you have any amount of flexibility, you should be able to get that ticket right now out of, if you, let me see what it looks like out of Madison. I think it's probably going to be more expensive. Hang on. It is running about $50 more expensive out of Madison.
What if we would wait till December? Would it be a lot cheaper?
You said October, right?
Yeah, that's what it, because we were going to go over our anniversary, but I'm thinking
over December, at the moment, it's running exactly the same price.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So either way, right now you're getting to that tight window. If you're going to leave in October, you need to be buying your ticket within the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
3 or 4 weeks. There's not, from a northern city in October, typically it'd be cheaper than a northern city, around Christmas. So October's probably your better bet if you're looking for more of an inexpensive trip.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And let's turn to John in Heartland. Hi, John.
Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
See, my wife and I have been saving for a vacation in the U.S. Virgin Islands now for a while, and we're considering going there, not any time real soon. I was just wondering if you could give me a better idea when to book a ticket.
Sure. You want to go to what, St. Thomas or St. John?
That's all up in the air.
Right now, for instance, there's some pretty good deals in the $400 range from Madison, for example, in Milwaukee, into St. Thomas, which is a really good deal from the northern part of the Midwest into the U.S. Virgin Islands for October and early November. It goes up. Basically, you can, as it gets colder in the north and it gets warmer, that people want to go to the warm locations, Caribbean and the south, typically the prices start to raise around mid-December. And typically they'll over Thanksgiving, too, they'll raise the prices up a little bit.
Okay,
so what you want to do is either go, in early December or in mid-January if you want to go during the cold season, or you can definitely go in the fall right now. During hurricane season, like it will be for the next few months, it's typically a lot cheaper, and you're sort of rolling the dice a little bit, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sure.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Diana in Winnebago, Illinois. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We're going to be leaving for Fort Lauderdale on January 23rd with a return on February 13th. Typically, we go out of O'Hare.
Okay, let's take a quick look. Right now, those tickets are selling for the low 200s. I do a lot of work with the Visitor Bureau down in Fort Lauderdale with some pricing, and we've seen prices down as low as $140 or $150 round trip the last 2 or 3 months into Fort Lauderdale out of Chicago. I think you can do a little bit better than that low 200s. I think you might, worst case, be, out the door round trip for about $180 or so is what you should shoot for.
Well, wonderful. Can I ask you, would that be a nonstop?
Typically it is, yes. There's several nonstop carriers into Fort Lauderdale out of O'Hare.
We would apply. We could go to the internet. And
yeah, what I would do is go to faircompare.com in the top right. Absolutely, we have the best real-time airfare email alerts. Just say you want to go from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale, and we'll send you an email anytime the price drops. If you would have been signed up, on Monday or Tuesday, you would have seen the price drop with these sales that occurred automatically. And while it's, I think, a little bit early to buy your January ticket right now, you can at least get a feel for what the price is. And if they do dip it into the high 100s, I would go ahead and pick up that ticket right away.
Yeah, thank you. This has been a wonderful program. We're listening to it as we're traveling home in our automobile. So I thank you so much.
All right.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thanks a lot for calling, Diana. Ed in Madison, it's your turn now. Hi, Ed.
Hi, I was going to do some world traveling next year between May 25th and June 24th. So I had two questions. Like, one, what would be the best time to get the lowest prices for the airfare?
So when you say world traveling, are you going to go around the world? Are you going over which ocean? Or?
For sure, I was going to go to London, and then I was thinking of maybe Egypt or India from there. So
sure. Well, if you're going to take a long trip like that, one of your options is what's called a round-the-world ticket.
Okay.
Where basically you actually buy a ticket, and you get up to a certain number of flight segments for a fixed price.
Okay.
And you can go pretty much whenever you want, and it's usually done by alliance, whether it's One World or Star Alliance. And there's typically, I recommend people go through an agency that specializes in that if you're going to do that.
Okay.
Because if you try to buy the airfare individually, it's just super complicated.
Okay.
And you probably, unless you're really good at it, won't get the best deals and prices. But I would definitely look into that. And, you know, if you're going to Europe in the spring in general, you can take some low-cost airlines. For instance, you know, a lot of people will go into Europe and then take a low-cost airline like Ryanair or EasyJet into Turkey and a variety of other places. And they can buy these tickets for, you know, 10 or 20 pounds if you're going into Europe, or 30 or 40 euros. So that's really a good option if you're pretty mobile. I don't recommend it for people that, you know, that aren't very mobile and don't pack very light, but you know, there's several options to save a lot of money on air travel. If you're purchasing that ticket over the ocean, in this case over the Atlantic, you typically, those price points drop for spring travel in January to February time frame.
All right.
February's when I'd be looking to book a ticket.
Exactly. I think you're a little bit early right now. I know a lot of people, especially when they go international, they want to buy their tickets 7-8 months in advance. And really, that puts yourself sort of at the advantage of the airline, because airlines aren't really worried about booking 7 or 8 months in advance, and they're not going to give you the best of the best deals.
Yep.
And then for that round-the-world ticket, what would be like a rough price line? Are we paying like $1,000?
Depending on what you're looking for, it can be anywhere from, you know, $1,400 to $2,000 if you're doing coach, and, you know, as high as $6,000 or $7,000 if you want to do business class.
Okay, and just go through a regular internet, or sorry.
Yeah, if you go to Google and type in RTW, which is the around the world or round the world ticket, you'll see literally dozens of people that specialize in that. And if you want to, you can go to oneworld.com or staralliance.com, which are the two biggest airline alliance programs, and they offer that service.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right, appreciate the call. Nick in Madison, hello to you.
Hello. We're looking at a trip in the spring to Paris, and I guess you've answered a little bit of the question already. We're probably going to do like 8 or 10 days, not just to Paris, but to Paris, and then maybe to Provence, and then back to Milwaukee or Chicago.
Yeah, I just got back from a 2-week trip to Italy last week, so I'm still a little jet lagged, but I envy you. Love France.
Is what's the best time to go there in terms of pricing a ticket?
Right. So if you're looking, well, here's a couple of great tips for spring travel. Typically what happens is that there's a big price jump from about mid-May through the end of the summer. And what they're doing is catching people just as they're trying to get, as school starts to shut down, and they're charging higher prices. So if you can go in early May, typically you can save anywhere from $100 to $250.
Okay.
So that's one good tip there. Typically, that price point comes down in the January, February time frame. Sometimes you'll see some sales in Christmas time. If you go to our site and sign up for alerts, and you can say on the alert, you know, I want to go only in the spring, and we'll notify you exactly when that occurs. We also, on our Twitter accounts, let people know when prices drop for spring travel as well. So I would do that as well if you're a fan of Twitter.
Is it is there a shoulder, or, I mean, 2 or 3 weeks in there when it's less expensive between the winter and the spring?
Yeah, typically what happens is typically right around the end of January, mid-February, is when the price point breaks, depending on the airline. Different airlines are different. So you have like a February through early May time period where there's a little bit of a price break. So you're not going to get winter rates, but you're not going to get quote-unquote summer rates.
Okay, and you're going to give your email address again?
Well, no, you can go to our website and do that and sign up for emails at faircompare.com.
Fair Compare.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And it's F-A-R-E.
F-A-R-E.com. Faircompare.com. Yeah.
Okay, Megan in Madison. Hi to you.
Hello. I'm starting to plan our honeymoon to Costa Rica in late March, and it happens to be the UW spring break, so I'm a little concerned about getting good rates.
Yeah, typically Costa Rica has, well, one of the good things about Costa Rica is it's gotten a lot more flights in the last year and a half or two. So used to it was very expensive to fly in. You've got San Jose in Liberia down there that you can fly into. Typically, you know, you're going to fly in connecting through either Florida, typically Miami, or through Charlotte. That's where most of the flights that go into that area. There are a few out of Texas as well, but you should be able to get that ticket typically, if you purchase it right, should be in the $450 to $500 range.
Okay.
Out of the north, out of the south, it's typically about $100 cheaper. If you get it right now, those prices are running in the 600s right now, so it's definitely way too early for you.
And when should I go?
Definitely, you know, again, I would sign up for alerts so you can see the alert prices that occur. You know, that you're doing March. For you, I would probably start looking in early December, not buying necessarily, but start looking in earnest and try to shoot for that $500 to $550 price point.
All right. Thank you so much. That
helps
a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling. And Brian and Thorpe, on to you. Hi, Brian.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. All right. What I'm looking for is going to Las Vegas for New Year's Eve. So probably like December 30th, 29th, 30th or something like that. And probably out of Minneapolis, I'm in central Wisconsin, so I guess there's a couple different airports I could go to.
How many days do you want to stay?
So probably like the second or third, somewhere in there.
Right, so basically, you know, a few days, basically.
Yeah,
let me take a quick look here and see what.
So, you know, a little before, a little after, you know, day before or 2 days before and say,
yeah, sure.
You know, day or two after.
Yeah, let me see. Typically, you're exactly what the airlines love, a person that likes to go on one of the most hopping days of the year to Las Vegas. you know, right now, if you want to book that ticket, it's running in the low, around $235 round trip. That's not terrible. It's not great, necessarily. But for that time of year, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So okay. I would definitely go out and book that ticket right now.
You would, okay.
All right. There you have it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks very much for calling. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good deal, actually.
That's a pretty good deal. I mean, it's right around the 240 to 250 range, but, you know, it could go lower, but, you know, that's one of those ones where, you know, you're not going to quibble over $20 if it happens to go down.
Yeah. Michael in Madison, on to you. Hi, Michael.
Hi, guys. Hey, great show. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I guess Costa Rica is getting to be a pretty popular place. That's one of my requests, too.
It is. It's, you know, my co-founder of my company has been down there a couple times for doing some bike racing, and so we've seen lots of more activity into Costa Rica. And subsequently, there's a lot more flights down there.
And great. That's fantastic. We bought a place in Tamarindo, so it's pretty close to Liberia.
Excellent. So, yeah, I think, you know, typically, you know, historically, those prices were way over $500. We've seen even Costa Rican prices down from the New York area down in the high 200s, you know, for leaving right now. So the price points come down dramatically over the last 2.5-3 years.
Where are they at on September 30th to October 9th?
Let me take a quick look. Out of which airport?
That'll be probably Milwaukee would be best.
Milwaukee. Okay, we'll see what it looks like in San Jose. All right. Right now in September, they're running sort of the best deals are running right at $375 to $385 all in.
Okay.
Round trips. So that's still a pretty good deal historically.
Where does that jump to in January?
In January, it jumps to $460. It's a little early for January. You have to remember that airlines, you know, they manage their business just like everybody else manages their business. They're more worried about where people are going to travel for the next 2 or 3 months, and that's where they're putting their sales out and trying to drive business. When you go out 5 and 6 months, they're not as concerned, and the price point that's out there is typically much higher.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll go on your website. Thanks a lot for your time and all your energy.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Thanks very much for calling, Michael. And, Rick, boy, we covered a lot of ground here today.
Well, I feel like I need to take a breath here.
Oh, it was great fun. I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
Sure, I always enjoy answering questions. It's one of the fun things I do. I blog a lot. I have a column on ABC News once a week. If you go to the money section, you can read my column. This week was how we traveled to Italy for 2 weeks with only checked bag, with no checked baggage, with my 8-year-old and my wife, and what that means. So you can to learn about how to save tips, and you know we have to use our own tips around here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, thank you so much. And your website again, faircompare.com.
That's correct.
Thanks, Rick.
Take care.
Rick Seeney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of faircompare.com. He had a lot of great information today. The beauty of that service is there's no charge. He does not charge for that. Garden Talk tomorrow, Neil Diebel of Prairie Nursery. Stay with us here on the IdeasNet.